When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
My next guest is a perfect example of leading with her gifts, understanding her purpose, and accomplishing her dreams, because she lives them every day. Her name is Shirley Raft, an award-winning actress, singer, producer, author, and philanthropist. Shirley's renowned entertainment career on screen and stage spans over 3 decades. In the ever-changing entertainment landscape, Shirley's career has spanned the range of comedy, drama, TV, film, and theater. She's starring currently in a new comedy series, very, very funny comedy series called Abbott Elementary. It airs on ABC on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. It also, I saw the 3 episodes on Hulu, so you can catch it on ABC.com or Hulu. I saw them on Hulu, all 3 episodes, fantastic. She plays the character Barbara, a longtime and respected Philadelphia kindergarten teacher, and it's amazing. And very, very relatable, by the way. And while working in front of the camera, she keeps her life busy. She's also a passionate health advocate and honored AIDS advocate. She is the founding director of DIVA. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass the incredibly accomplished Shirley Raft. How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing great.
Oh, should I say Miss Raft? Or should I say Miss Raft? Because
you can say goddess.
Because you look like a goddess. You look like a diva. You have an amazing career. I recently saw this interview. It was on YouTube, which you was talking about Sidney Poitier.
You know, it's so interesting. Well, first of all, you took a few years off of my career, which I'm sure is a wonderful thing, except for the fact that it's been close to 45 years. My very first job, I was 19 years old, fresh out of college, and Sidney Poitier gave me my very first job in a film called A Piece of the Action, which was the last of a trilogy of films that he did
with Bill Cosby.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I played a bad young girl by the name of Barbara Hanley.
I remember.
It's so funny because Barbara Hanley, I've been hearing people say, that's why Barbara Howard is such a great teacher, because she was Barbara Hanley. So I just love the fact that people are able, you know, through all of these generations, are able to put it together full circle like that. And that the start for me was Mr. Poitier, who stayed in touch with me for most of my career. The last time I spoke with him, I had just gotten cast in a series called Instant Mom.
Yes, and we Tia Mowry, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was so wonderful, and he told me how proud he was of me and that I didn't let him down. And it was a great, great conversation.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about your character, because, you know, I've been a sitcom writer, and so I've been fortunate to, you know, create lines with Sarah Finney Johnson, who was
Sarah Finney is one of the greats.
Absolutely.
Sarah Finney is another one of those people who, you know, she was one of the creators of Moesha. Mm-hmm. And from generation to generation, people know Sarah from the Quad. They know her from, you know, so many things. And yes. Right now she's on Queen Sugar. Mm-hmm. But there have been so many series mm-hmm. that Sarah Finney has had a major hand in, quite literally.
Well, you know, you've had your hands in several levels. You know, we can all go back to Dreamgirls. And I remember when I was doing the Steve Harvey. My first sitcom was Steve Harvey's Me and the Boys. And all we could do, and that was in 1994, and all they kept saying, we got to get Shirley Raff on it because she's the one. We got to have him as a, because he needed a love interest. Our first love interest was Wendy Ricard Robinson. They said, yeah, she's good, but we got to get Shirley Raff. And I remember it was just a push in the writer's room, and all the executive producers, all the ABC networks said, she's the one. And you've always had that she's the one tone from the industry. And it comes from not only relationships, but doing the job and being a professional. And a lot of people misstep that because of the fact that you can only, I think, have a long career when people have worked with you and want to work with you again. Talk about longevity in relationships.
I think you just put your voice on it. Who knows you? Mm-hmm. Who likes you? Mm-hmm. Who wants to work with you? Mm-hmm. Who wants to work with you again? Mm-hmm. I just came back from Philadelphia. You know, I commute. My husband, Senator Hughes of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. he and I, mm-hmm. well, I do the commuting because he's sure to. But we were laughing because a friend of mine has a new series, Shy McBride. Shy and I did a movie together called Distinguished Gentlemen.
Absolutely.
With Eddie Murphy.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And then Shy and I have, you know, on and off, you know, in touch. He got his new sitcom and he said, I got to get Shirley Lee Ralph. And I was on the plane and they were like, Shy is asking if you'll do this show with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's small, but I'm just like, when your friends and people mm-hmm. call you because they've got to have you, the least you can say is, okay, yes.
Yeah, well, I let me tell you, everybody, I've been in the room when they've been demanding and asking for this young lady, this diva, this goddess. And over the years, I've seen her, you know, and guess what? She came on the set and she delivered. But here's the thing about it is that she delivered with humbleness, professionalism. There's a certain way you come, because I've been fortunate to be around a lot of stars, and some stars I don't want to be around. Okay, and some talent that aren't stars, I don't want to be around. Okay, we don't even get in that because she knows what I'm talking about. And so, but the problem, the issue is always delivering. Because we are working under a stress situation. You know, we have to deliver, we're doing lines, we have to make sure the line reads right, we have to write a character, you have to come in. And we're all hoping and praying that this series gets renewed, people watch the series, get the ratings. There's so many things that go into creating the project, then you have to put it out there and see if the general public likes it. And then you have to have a talent like Shirley Raff who wants to promote it. See, if she doesn't want to, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you're doing this show about money making, because promotion. You can have the most incredible idea, script, series out there, but if nobody knows it's there, it yes. means absolutely nothing. You know, I shoot two series. I shoot Abbott Elementary and I shoot a series called Motherland Fort Salem, which is an outstanding yes. series on Freeform.
Absolutely. I don't. Girl, I got
a
you.
Lot of
I got
don't
you.
Know about
I got
it.
You. I got you. Okay. I got you. Because Demetria. She's on that show.
That's exactly right. And people should see Demetria. People should see the show. When you've got a woman like me as the 45th president of the United mm-hmm, States mm-hmm. in an alternative world mm-hmm. where the future is truly feminine, they should see it. Mm-hmm. But they don't see it because of a lack of promotion. Mm-hmm. But Abbott Elementary is pouring the sauce, baby, on everything. You hear me? Oh my gosh. When we were shooting this show in secret, people were like, hold up, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. That little girl from what? Black Lady Sketch Show? No. That little woman from BuzzFeed, the Q lady, I call her the true Queen Bee. Brunson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to know about this. Yes. It has been amazing.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it, because before the show came on my radar, you know, it hit Buzz, and then my staff was saying, Rashawn, have you saw Abbott Elementary? I said, no, I haven't seen it. Rashawn, you got to see it. It's funny. This is funny. This is really, really funny. And so, and then I saw an article on her, because I live in two cities. I live in Atlanta. I live in Houston. I always read the Houston newspaper. And I just saw an article on the creator and the lead in the, and I was just reading about her, and I would go, okay. And then they said, oh, you know, Shirley Raft scheduled to do your show. I go, okay, I got to watch that. Because what I don't do, Cheryl, I do not interview people on that, you know, just read your bio and ask generic questions. I hate that. So I'm sitting on my sofa yesterday, and I saw episode 1. I saw episode 2. I saw episode 3. And I'm the principal of
Janelle James, I think, is a bright talent that she has not acted before. This is her
first time
in a show like this, and she is killing it.
Killing it. And here's the thing about it. It's set in Philadelphia. It's a kindergarten setting, you know, like all.
No, it's a primary school setting.
Primary school setting. And so when we say that, means that it's a public school, correct? Because they're struggling for funds. Yeah. They're struggling to get supplies. They're struggling to deliver adequate and correct education to these young kids. And it is a Black population of kids that attend this school, which is typical for a public school. And her character, Barbara, is the seasoned teacher. I would say you always have these shows where you have to have somebody who's extreme, and that's the white character. She's extreme because you don't know if she, because she has a line that she said, you know, I can make more money on the streets, and you don't know what that means. You go, is that drugs? Is that prostitution? What is she talking about?
What is she selling?
Right. And then,
that's played by Lisa Ann Walter.
And she
is really amazing and wonderful as well.
And you feel the reality of a character. You feel the comedic frustration of all these characters that are put together. And I think that's what it all happens. When we talk about this series, Abbott Elementary, when you do a table read, Cheryl, and a table read, I'm going to tell everybody, it's like, you know, they bring everybody in, the cast, the executive producer's there, sometimes network is there, of course, the person who wrote the script and other writers. And then the cast sits around a table and they read the script, okay, in seats. That's when you really get a sense of if something's flat or something works. They want to expand on it, you add to it. You go, oh, we'll fix that. How was it that table read when you sat down for this series, the pilot?
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. a paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I honestly have to tell you that sitting there, listening to the show, I really knew that I was on to something very special.
Right.
You know, when we were doing Dream Girls back in the day, mm-hmm. and we would stand in the wings and listen to Jennifer Holliday sing, I knew we were on to something special. When I met Brandy doing Moesha, and this young girl came on in all of her braids and just being herself, I knew we were on to something special. That table read with Abbott Elementary, I was doing a hallelujah dance. I was like, Jesus. This is it, my God. This is what I have been working on. Yes.
First of all, I felt you were two of my teachers in high school. There's okay. Linda Traylor, she's my biology teacher. And there's Georgia Nelson, she was my math teacher. You know, they were both people who focused me, who allowed me to sit here in this chair today because of those two teachers. So I felt your character, Barbara, was very relatable from that standpoint because I needed that. I needed that person that, okay, you stop all the silliness. This is who you are. And that's what your character is defines this role in there. And the beauty of this series, everybody, it's kind of like shot like it's a docu-series. In other words, if it make it seem like a documentary team is following them around in school. So you get a lot of action towards the camera and then a lot of, did I say that in front of the camera? And so that also plays into a fourth wall, and you are the fourth wall that they're talking to. And that really makes for an original concept for us to review this sitcom, because I'm pretty sure it's a single camera they're shooting. It's not a multi-camera, it's single camera, right?
No, we have, it's amazing because what Quinta has developed here is something literally brand new.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's not brand new, but it's very different because when we're working, we have a whole ballet going on with the cameras. They're never still. They're not on, you know, not rack and roll.
Right.
They're on sort of scooters with wheels and everything. Mm-hmm. So they're it's almost like a dance that they're doing with each other to make sure that they catch everything. There are some things that they have caught, and I was like, I know they didn't just catch that. They did just you know, and sometimes I see the show and I'm like, oh my God, they're like watching everything.
It's
like that. And it's been great to be a part of something brand new. And I say this a lot, but Quinta Brunson, when I look at Quinta Brunson, I feel the way I believe Maya Angelou felt when she looked at me. Mm-hmm. Maya Angelou looked at me and said one day, when I hear you speak, Cheryl Lee Ralph, I know it was all worth it.
Yes.
And I felt so, oh my God, it just made me feel so good. And now when I look at Quinta, and here she is writing, creating, producing this show, I look at her. And I've been through it with this industry, and I feel it was all worth it. And I'm just so proud of her.
Well, you know, so and you should be. You know, her background, her mom was a teacher. Quinta, that's the star of the show and the creator. So she's gaining information from a lifestyle that she grew up around. And then, but it still goes back to the characters that, you know, whether it's the janitor, whether it's the sub teacher.
William Stanford plays the janitor, and he is funny because he's always in the room. Right. And then he says something crazy, and you're like, I forgot he was right there.
or he knows y'all when y'all in the break room. He can say whatever. Y'all not listening.
Thank you.
I'm going fishing. Nobody goes, what did he say?
But exactly.
Well, you know, the fun part about it, I'm speaking to Shirley Ralph, the incredible Shirley Ralph. I have her on my show. We all know her history in television, stage, directing, author. But this show that she's starring in, Abbott Elementary, which airs on ABC on Tuesdays. If you miss it, go to abc.com, go to Hulu. I caught it on Hulu. It's an amazing show from a docu-series style because the cameras, they're sometimes they go, ooh, I didn't know the cameras were there. I didn't really mean to say that. You're going to cut that, right? And then so, and so it captures a lifestyle of, it's a very modern approach to school, the school principal, she actually has a green screen studio in her office. And so that's what I really loved about it. It felt so modern, but it didn't feel forced. And I think that's important that people hear that, because I had a friend of mine that was saying that they were working on a project, a sitcom project. And they said that the executive came back and said, well, it feels kind of dated. It feels like a traditional sitcom. Well, this is not a traditional sitcom. And I'm just going to let you know that it's a very innovative, it's very modern, it's very sensitive. It also has those dramatic moments, which I like in brilliant sitcoms, where, you know, we can laugh through the pain, but then we got the message of the pain. Talk about that.
Thank you. You know, it's so interesting. When I first saw the script, I loved the character of the principal. And I said to Quinta, give me a shot at the principal. And she said, no, absolutely not. We need a queen for Mrs. Howard. Yes, and that's you.
Yes.
And
yes.
She has given me the wonderful task of doing exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. I deliver the heart and the message of the show.
You know, it's really interesting you say that, because, you know, if you get a slice of my life, that I grew up in the hood, and I grew up six sisters, two brothers, two-bedroom shotgun house. That was me. So I go through high school, and I'm going to tell you, it wasn't until college that I actually used a fork and knife, you know. So when I would eat, and when I eat, my friends would go, why you eat everything with a spoon? Well, that's all I had at the house was a spoon. And so I would cut my meat with a spoon. They go, dude, there's a knife and a fork there. Well, guess what? I didn't know. I didn't have it. So guess what? I was cool with it. And then, of course, I realized, okay, there are other utensils that you can use. But that's exactly what you're saying. If you don't know, then you're comfortable with, guess what? It didn't hurt my growth. It didn't stunt my growth. It was just something I didn't know was available to me, but it didn't stop me from being successful. And that's what I take away from that line. When I saw that moment, it was just a flashback to my life when I was just in college cutting everything with a spoon. I was eating with a spoon. And when I went through the line, I just grabbed a spoon. And because, you know, you got a knife and fork over there. I go, okay, no biggie. I'm cool.
But the wonderful point to this is that you were raised in a home that made you feel good about what you had.
Yes.
You did not feel less than.
Yes.
And I love the fact that we were able to say that out loud. You should not be made to feel less than because you don't have as much as others. You know, I tell you, I'm a plain old ordinary middle class child of the 60s kid. And I always thought I was rich.
Right.
I was rich. Right. I grew up and found out I wasn't rich.
My parents made
me feel good about what I had and where I was in life. And just like you, it did not stop me from reaching for my dreams. It did not deter me from becoming who it was I am still becoming.
I want to talk about you being an aid activist before I close out, because I think it's an important part of who you are. I've seen what you've done over the years. Is you've been front and center. And I think that's important that people know that, you know, like I see how recently Betty White passed away and they honored her on her 100th birthday because she's an advocate for pets. some
animals. She loves animals.
No. And so, and I'm not comparing her activism for AIDS to pets. I'm just saying that people are more than what you see they are. They do more behind the scenes. And sometimes just because they are public figures, you entertain. That's all we care about. That's all we want to know. You've been an activist in AIDS. Talk about why that was so. You've been honored the United Nations. You've been honored the Jamaica. You know, you have been a international advocate. Talk about why that has been so important to you.
As an original company member of Dreamgirls, the musical, the original on Broadway, you know, we lost one third of our company to AIDS, not HIV, to AIDS. And nobody said anything about that loss. And somehow it stuck with me. And I said, no, we have to do better. We have to acknowledge these talented, amazing, beautiful men that we have lost, and a few women too, but not in our company. But that's how I got involved.
Right.
And it's so hard for me now, after everything I learned about the HIV virus, that tell me a lot about human behavior. People are hard-headed.
Yes.
People do not believe the truth even when it is told to them. People enjoy lives. When they say ignorance is not bliss, it is only a saying as a warning.
Yes.
When it came to HIV, we knew that condoms were a known barrier to the disease. Could we get people to wear condoms? Could we get women to carry condoms and protect themselves? No, it doesn't feel good. Yeah. It doesn't fit. HIV, get tested. Could we get people to get tested? And if they did get tested, they would only go in for their first test and would not come back for their results. People who know or knew that they were positive for HIV back in the day did not tell anybody, and then act like it's a lie.
Yes.
HIV did not have to become a Black woman in the South's burden, but it is. People are hard-headed. They don't want to listen to the truth, and they want to make up all kind of stories around these things, talking about why should the government be telling me what to do? Well, here's some things that you don't have to do. Please do not get a driver's license. Get out there and drive without your license. See what happens when they find you driving without a license. Please, if you're in a state where they charge you income tax, don't pay your taxes. Just don't pay your taxes, because when the IRS finds you, you're going to see what happens when people tell you some of the things that you have to do. And by the way, we vaccinate our children for a lot of diseases so that they can go to school, so that other children don't get sick. I suggest you try not vaccinating your child for anything, because that child will not be going to school anywhere. So those are just a few of the things that the government tells you you must do. What you gonna do? That's what I need to know. What you gonna do? Because see, I need you to survive, and I need you to fight for our doggone right to vote. Because if you want to make some money, you need to be able to vote and tell people where to spend the money that they have got for you that you don't know about, because you're not part of this. You're not voting. I'm just saying, don't get me started. That's my life. That's enough.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. That little portion right there will be clipped and put on my social media, because that's the part of it, life. That's the Shirley Raft I know. That's Shirley Raft I've seen. That's the part that you hear in this interview. She's an award-winning actress, singer, producer, author, philanthropist. She's a goddess. She's a diva. More importantly, on Tuesdays, Hulu, ABC.com. Watch a very funny series, Abbott Elementary. It airs on ABC, but they got so many great outlets that you can see it. It's a brilliant comedy set in Philadelphia, primary school. You, my friend, are outstanding. You still look amazing. Thank you for taking the time to come to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Shirley Raft, I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc.
More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.